Amongst the many beautiful excellences and qualities of Sayyidi Al-Hazrat, one beautiful quality which we derive from his beautiful life, and we find that this quality was also present in the pious predecessors, and that is the quality of eating less. The more a person eats, the more obedient Na'adullah he becomes towards his nafs. So perfectly Ala Hazrat demonstrated this quality and character in which he used to eat little, you know, so he would remain more busy in fulfilling religious activities. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat's common food was roti made of the flour which was ground in a flour mill and mutton korma. In his last days, this food reduced to mere a cup of mutton soup without chili and one or one and a half biscuits made of semolina. He was extremely simple in eating and drinking water, etc. The blessed month of Ramadan, this food would become even more less. It would get further reduced. The Khalifa of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Mulana Muhammad Hussein Mirati, rahmatullahi ta'ala, says, I observed i'tikaf from the 20th of the blessed Ramadan. Ala Hazrat came to the masjid and said, I also wish to observe i'tikaf. I also want to sit in i'tikaf, but I do not get free time because of religious activities. Finally, on the 26th of the blessed month of Ramadan, Ala Hazrat said, I should become mu'takif from today. Mulana Muhammad Hussein Mirti says, in the evening, I did not see Sayyidi Ala Hazrat eating food on any day. Although Ala Hazrat used to break his fast with khajur, whatever the case was. But besides that, you know, lots of food or anything, Ala Hazrat wouldn't be eating. At the time of Sehri, firni, which is a sweet dish of rice, milk and sugar, in a small bowl and chutney in a cup would be brought to him, which he would eat. One day I asked him, Your Highness, what is the match between firni and chutney? Chutney is a bit sour, a bit spicy, whatever the case is. And firni is sweet. So what's the match between them? Ala Hazrat replied, to start eating with salt and end eating with salt is a sunnah. Hence, chutney is brought to me. Allah, Allah, Allah. Look at Ala Hazrat. His every moment is filled with the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that every thing I must do is just to please Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he's walking, talking, sleeping, speaking, every moment was just to, you know, was in accordance to the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why today the entire world knows him as Imam Ahlus Sunnah, the teacher, the leader, the mentor, the guide of millions of Sunnis across the globe. Our leader, our Imam Ahmad Raza Khan. Sallu al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.